Former President Trump appears to be trying to soften his image on reproductive rights as he campaigns for president. Several of Trump's recent comments on abortion and the procedure IVF are raising concerns among some abortion rights opponents who've supported him. NPR political correspondent Sarah McCammon has been following this and joins us now. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Elsa.
Okay, so how would you encapsulate Trump's message on reproductive rights at this moment?
Look, Republicans know that reproductive rights could be a liability for them with voters this November. Democrats are pointing out that Trump is largely responsible for the Supreme Court decision that overturned Roe v. Wade and opened the door to all kinds of new restrictions. And Trump knows that, too. He's made several statements about abortion recently that seemed to designed to, you know, mitigate that kind of fallout. And then campaigning in Michigan yesterday, he announced a proposal to fund the fertility procedure called IVF.
That under the Trump administration, your government will pay for, or your insurance company will be mandated to pay for, all costs associated with IVF treatment, fertilization for women, IVF treatment. Because we want more babies, to put it very nicely.
Now, in vitro fertilization is an expensive procedure. It can cost tens of thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. And that's a surprising statement from Trump for a couple reasons. One is that some abortion rights opponents want to restrict IVF because it often involves the destruction of embryos.
And it sounds like Trump's supporting government-mandated health care coverage. Like, that's a new message, right, for him?
Right. I mean, you remember the Affordable Care Act, which passed under President Obama, how Republicans fought hard against that.
Yeah.
And one particularly controversial piece is the contraceptive mandate, which requires insurance coverage for birth control. A lot of socially conservative groups opposed that for religious or moral reasons. And the Trump administration sided with them and used regulations to weaken some of those requirements.
So interesting. Okay, that's IVF. What is Trump saying now about abortion?
So during an NBC interview yesterday, Trump was asked about a ballot measure in Florida, where he, of course, is a resident. Right now, most abortions are illegal there after about 6 weeks of pregnancy, and a measure before voters would protect access until fetal viability. Here is what Trump told NBC yesterday when he was asked about this.
I think the 6 week is too short. It has to be more time. And so and I've told them that I want more weeks.
And he seemed to indicate that he was open to voting for the abortion rights measure, but his campaign quickly came out with a statement saying no, he didn't say how he'd vote, only that 6 weeks is too early. And now, Elsa, he's telling Fox News he would vote no. So his messaging on this has been really mixed.
And how are abortion rights opponents responding to all of this?
You know, there's been a lot of concern, including from groups like SBA Pro-Life America, who've been instrumental in rallying anti-abortion activists behind Trump. In a statement, President Marjorie Dannenfelser said that she talked with Trump last night and he had, quote, not committed at that point to how he would vote on Amendment 4. Lila Rose, an anti-abortion activist and podcaster, told me that Trump had to change course or risk losing voters like her.
I mean, these are huge disappointments to the pro-life community. And listen, no one owns the pro-life vote. The pro-life vote is earned.
And then others also, like Kristen Hawkins of Students for Life of America, have also been critical. But Hawkins says she thinks Vice President Harris would be worse for her cause.
And what is the Harris campaign saying to characterize what's happening here?
You know, they're pointing out Trump's past positions on abortion, and they're gearing up for a bus tour next week focused on reproductive rights.
That is NPR's Sarah McCammon. Thank you so much, Sarah.